Support comes from Troy University's Trojan Cafe, offering handcrafted Starbucks beverages and a wide assortment of meal and snack options. Located on Troy University's Montgomery campus, across from the Rosa Parks Library and Museum.
From Troy Public Radio, this is The Exchange from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. When people seek work at home or part-time jobs, the Better Business Bureau has some advice to avoid losing money instead of making money. Monty Donaldson joins us by Skype from Mobile, where she is Vice President of the Educational Foundation of the Better Business Bureau, serving Central and South Alabama. Monty Donaldson, welcome back to The Exchange on In Focus by Skype from Mobile.
It's always great to be with you, Carolyn, and to help your listeners learn how to prepare against scams.
Well, the Better Business Bureau has been monitoring the jobs market. What are you seeing?
Well, what we're seeing in the first 3 months of 2023 is an increase in the monetary loss of a whopping 250% in employment scams since last year. And these job hunters tell the BBB that the financial impact is devastating.
Well, Monty, what can your listeners do about this?
Well, they need to be aware of what's out there, the types of scams. And the three types of scams that we're seeing the most are reshipping scams, mystery shopper, and car wrapping.
What's that first one again?
Reshipping. That means somebody will pay you to send packages from your home. They may ask you to pay them for supplies, like boxes. And then the next thing you know, it's just all bogus.
Monty, I've heard about mystery shoppers. Now, why is that a concern?
Same thing. They send you a check and say, go shopping. Then they say, oops, we sent you too much. Or they're, again, a bogus company. What these scammers are trying to do is get your money and your financial information. So they may be asking for your bank account information, so they may start paying you.
I see where you're going, asking for your bank account information. Red flag. And what about these car wrapping scams? What are those?
That was a new one on me as well. So you may see an ad that says, help us advertise our company. It might be an energy drink. It might be a beer. It might be a product like that. And they send you money to go buy signage to put on your car. You're responsible for getting the signage up. You've spent your money once again, and they are, again, just bogus companies trying to get your money.
What you seem to be telling us is that there are people who would like maybe something they can do from home that's relatively easy, and you're saying it is not.
That's correct. They're looking for people who are working from home, people who are kind of desperate for a job. Sometimes they even call you, text you, and try to reach you saying, boy, we just saw your ad on Craigslist. We've got the job for you. Any jobs that ask you to pay money up front, remote jobs involving anybody asking you to send money to them, cold calls about a job, and then, of course, we always warn people to look for legitimate URLs and company names and logos. And if you think you're getting an offer from a company you've heard from before, you go back to that company's website, call their HR department, make sure this is a real job, just not somebody who's making it up to get your information.
Do you have any other advice for your listeners?
Sure. Never pay a stranger for a job and research the companies with the Better Business Bureau, or type in the word of the company and type out the word complaints or reviews.
Monty, thank you so much for joining us by Skype today.
You're so welcome. We're always ready to help people navigate the job scene and get good, secure jobs.
Joining us by Skype was Monty Donaldson, Vice President of the Educational Foundation of the Better Business Bureau, serving Central and South Alabama. Their website for your information is bbb.org. Thanks for joining us today for The Exchange from In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support comes from the Rosa Parks Museum on Troy University's Montgomery campus. Located on the spot of Mrs. Parks' historic 1955 arrest and featuring exhibits that chronicle the history of the Montgomery bus boycott. More information at troy.edu/Rosa Parks.